In the list of five finalists up for the NFL's MVP award, Niners running back Christian McCaffrey and Jaguars quarterback Trevor Lawrence, the other finalists. Former Giants head coach Brian Daboll interviewed with the Buffalo Bills about their head coaching vacancy. Now, ESPN's Adam Schefter reports the Bills interviewed current OC Joe Brady yesterday, and Brady's going to meet with the Ravens today. Schefter also saying the Bills will meet with Jags offensive coordinator Grant Yudinski on Sunday. He's also got a visit with the Browns tomorrow. Cleveland.com says Chargers defensive coordinator Jesse Minter will not be meeting with Cleveland about their head coaching vacancy. Mary Kay Cabot saying Minter withdrew from the interview because he feels he has a stronger chance at landing a head coaching position with other teams. Cowboys are naming Eagles defensive backs coach Christian Parker as their new defensive coordinator. Zach Robinson's the new offensive coordinator with the Buccaneers. Josh Giddey expected back tonight for the Bulls.
Fox Sports update on KPRL brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, Wine Down Wednesday, and specials Thursday through Saturday. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. Well, during the Farm Bureau's annual convention, Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins announced expanded enrollment for the 2026 Dairy Margin Coverage Program. Producers can now enroll in the DMC with the sign-up ending on February 26th. The One Big Beautiful Bill Act reauthorized the DMC for calendar years 2026 through 31 and provided substantial program improvements, including establishing production history and increasing Tier 1 coverage from 5 to 6 million pounds. Market estimates show Brazil passed the U.S. as the world's number one beef producer in 2025. Reuters says that happened after Brazil beat output forecasts by hundreds of thousands of tons, easing a global supply squeeze and helping limit a price surge. Bloomberg says the Trump administration's overhaul of dietary guidelines with protein at the top of the food pyramid will likely encourage Americans to buy more meat. President Trump signed the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act last Wednesday. He was joined by Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins and Health and Human Services Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. The legislation aligns with the recently released Dietary Guidelines for Americans, which reintroduced full-fat dairy as part of a healthy dietary pattern. Rollins says this bipartisan solution for school meals alongside the newly released guidelines reinforces what families already know. USDA implementation begins immediately.
Increasing your almond yield can seem like a tough nut to crack, but it doesn't have to be. Protect your crop with Marivon fungicide at Bloom for added resiliency against frost, long-lasting broad-spectrum disease control, and proven yield results. See? That wasn't tough at all. Marivon fungicide, number one at Bloom for all the right reasons. Always read and follow label directions.
Today, we're talking with aphids and whiteflies about Safina insecticide from BASF.
We just got nailed with it.
So tell us, how you feeling?
Really, really weird.
And you still want to devour this field?
No way, bro.
There you have it, folks. Safina insecticide is specifically engineered to disorient aphids and whiteflies so they can't eat. And when they can't eat, they can't destroy.
Help protect your alfalfa from aphids with Safina insecticide. Always read and follow label directions.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News Update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages are trying to hold on to solid gains in afternoon trading, with the Dow recovering all of Tuesday's losses after President Trump dialed back his threat on tariffs on European countries, while a new batch of economic data underscored a robust U.S. economy. Economic growth was stronger than forecast in the third quarter, ending in September, with the gross domestic product rising to 4.4%. That is the fastest clip in 2 years. And inflation held steady in November. The PCE price index, that is the Fed's preferred inflation gauge, matched economists' expectations. However, inflation still isn't down to the Fed's 2% goal. On the earnings front, shares of Procter & Gamble are rising over 3%. The maker of everyday goods reported mixed quarterly results, delivering higher than forecast earnings, but its sales came in slightly lower than estimates. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
New Year's resolutions sound great on January 1st, but January 10th, not so much. This year, there's one resolution worth keeping: getting your finances in order. For many people, that starts with balance, not just growth, but protection too. And that's where Noble Gold Investments comes in. For over a decade, they've made it easy for investors to add gold and silver to their portfolios and reduce market risk. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com, NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
American Legends next on KPRL, brought to you by Davis Body Shop.
Letters to the editor don't get picked up by the newswires. Maybe sometimes they should. I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by K-Brush Concrete, serving the entire Central Coast for more than a decade. Call Kevin at K-Brush Concrete, 423-4033.
In these times when so many of us have a tendency to lose faith in ourselves, it's good now and then to be reminded of the good-natured, generous spirit that's been an American characteristic for as long as there's been an America. Not too long ago, such a reminder came in the form of a letter to the editor, and I thought you might like to hear about it. The writer was a refugee from South Vietnam, but he was American, not Vietnamese, a clergyman, I suppose a missionary, although I can't vouch for that. The Reverend described a 20-foot craft adrift in the Gulf of Thailand with no fuel, no food, no water, barely afloat and sinking with its cargo of 82 refugees. Towering over it was the aircraft carrier, the USS Midway. The Reverend described the Midway as tired. It had already deposited some 2,000 refugees on other ships, refugees who had arrived in more than 500 flights. One flight was a light observation plane not designed for carrier landings. The Midway had to move up to top speed to enable the pilot to land with an entire family jammed inside the tiny fuselage. There were 40 choppers on the deck, brand new F-5E fighters and A-37s that had carried people who preferred not to be liberated by the communists. The Midway also carried a sign the crew had made that read, "Welcome Refugees." So they picked up the 82 who were begging to be taken aboard. Once on board, they had one question. Would they be handed over to an unfriendly government, perhaps to be eventually murdered? The executive officer of the ship told them this would not happen. He said, "Our job is to make you as comfortable as possible, heal the sick, and feed you to your heart's content." That was the official policy of our nation, and therefore of the Midway. How was it carried out? Well, according to the Reverend, the sick were cared for. A tiny baby with double pneumonia was cured. People without clothes were given American clothing. Sailors took the old clothing and washed them for their guests. Pretty soon, homeless children were being given piggyback rides on the shoulders of American seamen. And Navy T-shirts bearing the Midway decal began appearing in the little ones. The tragedy they'd been through hung heavily on the adults, of course. So the sailors planned entertainment for them. But let the Reverend tell it. Quote, "Different Navy groups collected money. Ads went into the ship's paper asking for toys. Charity begot more charity. There is a motto on the Midway. The Midway puts it together. For the grateful refugees, that's the understatement of the year." Unquote. In the dark days right after World War II, when our industrial power and military might were all that stood between a war-ravaged world and a return to the Dark Ages, Pope Pius XII said, "America, has a genius for great and unselfish deeds. Into the hands of America, God has placed the destiny of an afflicted mankind. I think those young men in the Midway have reassured God that he hasn't given us more of an assignment than we can handle. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan, in his own voice, brought to you by K-Brush Concrete. Anything to do with concrete, from a 5x5 walkway to a 500,000 square foot foundation. Call 423-4033.
At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
With the big, beautiful bill comes new tax laws, and for business owners, that means more rules, more details, and more chances to miss important savings. This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. We stay on top of every tax law change so your business stays compliant and keeps more of what it earns. From deductions and credits to full business tax preparation, our experienced tax professionals handle it all with accuracy and personal service you can trust. Don't let new tax laws cost your business time or money. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your business taxes done right.
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
And good afternoon and welcome to Sound Off. We have a good show for you today. We're going to be talking about quite a few things and pushing a couple things while we're out there, getting you to come out and kind of support two groups. We have Randall Jordan from RPSLOC. That's the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County. He is the chair. Thank you for coming in.
Oh, no, thank you for inviting me. This is great.
And we have Jenny Greninger. She's representing Moms for Liberty today, right?
Yes.
All right. And I kind of want to go in to a little bit about that, just so people know what it's about. I think a lot of times I'm hearing, oh, it's this partisan group. But my understanding is it's a nonpartisan group.
That's right.
And so why don't you tell us, we'll start out, maybe just tell us a little bit about what Moms for Liberty does and what they're all about.
Certainly. So it is a nonpartisan, nonprofit organization, and 40% of our membership is not conservative, is Democrat, independent, no party preference. We definitely, the messaging that we have is bipartisan. It is, anybody should be on the same page when it comes to wanting to protect children and wanting to better their education. And Moms for Liberty's mission statement is to empower, unify, and educate parents. Really what we're hoping to do is to teach parents how to stand up for themselves. We're not here to do it for them. We're here to empower you to know the channels to go through and what to do to accomplish what you feel you need to for your child.
Okay. And then is there certain causes that you're more behind or less behind or what? Or, I know you're saying it's about the education of the parents, but is that just how to deal with school boards, how to deal with, what kind of education are you trying to put out there?
Yeah, it's education about how to navigate you know, whether it be an IEP with your child or how to navigate if you're having an issue for your child at school, they're being bullied, or you don't feel like they're getting the education they need to get, or you're unhappy with something that's in the curriculum, you don't think that they're following policy, you know, what is it that you, how do you go about addressing that issue? And so we're educating parents about that.
Okay. And then if people do want to reach out, if they need help, if they want to join, how do they go about that?
They can go onto the national website, which is momsforliberty.org, and four is spelled out, not a number. And you'll see a map of the United States. You'd click on California, you'd find San Luis Obispo County, and that will get you in touch with the chapter chair, and it'll give you a link to join.
All right. And then Randall, I mean, I think people have heard you on here before, but what is the Republican Party up to? What do they have planned for this year?
It's going to be an exciting year. Well, we've got basically school board elections. We've got state elections. We've got a primary coming in June.
Yeah.
Primary in June. And then we've got the regular election coming in November, which will be the school boards and the local the local city councils and stuff like that. So it's going to be a busy year for us. Very, very busy year. And we're going to be very involved in our Republican candidates that right now we're just still looking for them. So I'm going to put a plug out there for anyone that wants to serve and to basically make a difference either in the school boards or in the city councils. We're looking for folks.
Yeah, and I imagine you can either go to the website, which with rpsloc.org, and hit the info button and kind of request if you want looking to run, or you have questions, or contact yourself, the district chairs, whatever it may be.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Most definitely. Yeah. Go to the website. The website's a wealth of knowledge. I mean, we've got events coming up. We have candidates that have already been endorsed on there. A lot of information. So it's a good source. And also, you can put your name down and wanting to volunteer, or if you have a question or you have a comment or something like that, and we will get back with you.
All right. And then, so we are going to talk about a few things over the course of the next hour and a half, but if one of you want to just kind of talk about this movie that's coming up this weekend, give the folks a little information.
Yeah, Jennifer can start.
Go ahead. Sure. So this is a documentary called 15 Days. It's about the not just COVID in general, but it's specifically about the school closures and the impact on the kids and who was behind it and why. And I think that the why is really what has been missing from the narrative for a long time. And I don't want to spoil the movie, so you need to come and see it. The producer, her name is Natalia Marokfer, and she's a Democrat in New York City. And
New York Democrat.
Yeah, she's a New York Democrat. I don't know if maybe she may have, you know, she'll have to speak to that. She's going to be here.
She's going to be here. Okay.
Yeah, nice. She may have left the Democrat Party. I don't know what, you know, whether or not she has or if she wants to talk about that. But she fought very hard during COVID to get kids back in school and without masks. And she uncovered a lot of information. She has proof in the movie, in the way of video and auditory Zooms. And I think that it is well worth your time to come and see it. There's going to be a panel discussion following the movie for people to hear from those of us that are talking about what our experience was during that time.
All right. And Randall, when is this? So people know, and how can they get tickets?
It's this coming Sunday. Excuse me. This coming Sunday, 4 o'clock at the Park Cinemas here in Paso Robles. And they can either go to Park Cinemas and go buy the tickets there for 15 days. That's the name of the movie. And the reason it's called 15 Days is, if you remember, I can remember the day that it happened when we all got shut down. We all showed up to work, and then we kind of looked around and said, well, can we be here? You know, because we were told to go home. We were told to shelter in place. We were told that, you know, that we couldn't gather together. Unless you were at a bar or you were at a big box store, then it was okay. But the 15 days is the moniker for that. So you can basically go to Park Cinemas and buy your tickets there. You can go onto their website, just go on your search engine, hit Park Cinemas, and Paso Robles, and it'll pull up, and then 15 days will be a banner, and you can click on the banner, and you can pick your seat, and you can buy your ticket. And there are 20, actually, with the fee, it's $21.50 each.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then at some point in the next hour and a half, you guys are going to be giving away two tickets to this, to a lucky caller,
or yes,
a lucky texter, maybe, if I can. I need, hopefully Kevin's listening, but it needs a login to open up the text here. It's telling me we're logged out. So if you are listening out there, Kevin, if you could text me that, we could get on the text line, because I kind of think it would be easier since we don't have an engineer.
Yes,
that to would not be, you're not the caller, you're not.
Right. And, so and the other way that they can buy tickets is they can go to the rpsloc.org website, which is the Republican Party website, and there's a link there that you can click on to the Park Cinemas. So,
okay.
So, and it'll take you straight there, and you can buy your ticket there.
All right. And, you know, as far as what we know, there's a lot of big elections this year. It's going to be heating up fairly soon. It's been a slow roll, but I think next few months we're going to see things, especially with the primary elections. But what else is RPSLO doing? Are they, because I guess what I'll ask you is, what is your primary goal? What is the goal, or what is the achievements that RPSLO is looking to achieve? And then how do you make it to those goals?
Well, we're basically looking for candidates in all positions, and we're very, very fortunate that we do have, for our state offices and even for our against Salud Carbajal for Congress, we've got a great candidate in Bob Smith. So we basically try and help the candidates. We try and find candidates. And then we support the candidates with information. And then normally what we do is, this time we're going to have two slate cards, because we have one for the primary and then we have one for the general election. So we put out a slate card that basically says who we're supporting and who we're asking the public out there to support. You know, we'll give you a little bit of bio on them and stuff like that. But the big thing, especially for San Luis Obispo County, are the school boards. That, to me, is the most important thing, because the kids are getting shortchanged so terribly in California and really in San Luis Obispo County. Our local schools are completely woke. Paso Robles school board is completely woke. Unfortunately, the Templeton School Board that Jennifer sits on, she is really the only sane one on that school board, in my opinion. Then we've got the same thing happening in South County, down at Lucia Mar and the other school districts down there. Things that you would not believe that they're bringing forth for our kids to look at and to teach them. It's very scary. So school boards, that's our number one priority for.
And I do not know about Donald Trump, but I believe every president that we've ever had has sat on a school board to begin with. A little interesting tidbit. Nice. I don't know that Trump did, but I know prior to Trump, pretty much every single president has sat on a school board, how they started their careers.
I did not know that.
So how is this achieved? I mean, because basically what I'm getting around to is... I'm guessing you have all these giant donors that just pour in money to RPSLOC, all this costs money. These slate cards are probably what, $20,000, $25,000
to send exactly. out? Yeah, you're right there. I think our last one was $22,000 that we did for last year. It's basically, we have a number of fundraisers, and actually we had a fundraising meeting yesterday that you attended.
I did.
You did attend it. And we're very fortunate to have Cindy Muir over in Morro Bay. She's our District 2 representative for that area, and she's also in charge of fundraising, and she does a great job. So we've already mapped out probably, 12 or 14 different fundraisers.
Yeah, quite a few, and this is a good year. This is what does this year represent? Anybody? Nobody?
The birthday of our nation.
It's the birthday.
250 years.
So
that will be a big theme, and Cindy is playing with that along with that. And yeah, we've got a lot of things planned. I mean, right off the bat, we've got 15 days, which is happening this Sunday, and that is a fundraiser, both for Moms for Liberty and for RPSLO. Okay. So it, you know, that's why we urge people to go to support the Republican Party, to support moms. And then we've got another event back to back. We got one on February 8th. We're going to have a Super Bowl party.
Oh, nice.
At the headquarters, at our North County headquarters. So, and that's going to be pretty fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. And the main reason we're doing it is we are going to be showing the a Turning Point alternative for the halftime show.
Okay.
So it's still kind of up in the air as to who's going to be starring in that and what it's going to be. But it we know it's going to be good. So,
right.
So folks that come to our Super Bowl party, not only will they be able to watch the game, have a great time, have some pizza, have some refreshments. We've got a bunch of youth. A lot of kids have already said they're going to be there. So we're going to be seeing some younger folks there. And then they can watch the halftime show.
Perfect. And then, so I think what's interesting here with both the youth sitting here is you have one group on one side, and then you have basically a group that accepts all, but you guys are able to work together in a nonpartisan way to bring these events and fundraise. And I don't know how Moms for Liberty, basically each chapter probably has to support itself.
Yes. Yeah, we don't get money from the national group. And, you know, if the Democrat Party had an issue that was in alignment with our issues, we would partner with them in something, too. So that's the way that works.
No. And it's nice to see, you know, because we live in this society right now that's so polarized by beliefs.
Right.
That are so far either right or so far left that we no longer have a conversation anymore, let alone get together and help each other out. So I commend you guys. It's nice to see.
Yeah, coalitions are where it's about. I mean, Women's Federated, Turning Point, Cal Poly Republicans. You know, we've got a lot of groups, Moms for Liberty. So there's a lot of groups in this county that are good conservative groups. And we're the same way. I mean, I have been the chair for 9 years now, and we have never turned down an opportunity. We've even had Democrats come and speak at the Republican headquarters if they have something that we want to hear and we think they have a valid point.
So, right.
Yeah.
So, and I think there's this misconception even with the Republican Party groups like yourself to have national groups behind them or a national pack. I mean, realistically, the Republican Party is somewhat of a pact. I mean, that's what we're here for, to get mm-hmm. people elected.
Right.
And I think people think the money just funnels in from the state or the federal level. How much do you get from the state or federals?
Zero.
And you just alluded to the same.
Right. We got nothing from national.
So the point that I'm making is these movies or these movie nights or whatever they are, they're the bread and butter that keeps you guys alive. Yeah. And when I hear people saying, well, what's Moms for Liberty doing or what's the Republican Party doing? Well, did you support them so they can afford to do something? Anyway,
good point.
We'll get a little more into that when we get back, and stay tuned. We will be giving away tickets.
I'm Tom Graham. The House Judiciary Committee is questioning former special counsel Jack Smith about whether partisanship played a role in his prosecution of President Trump as he ran for a second term.
Committee Chairman Republican Jim Jordan noted special counsel Jack Smith was appointed a few days after President Trump said he was running for a second term, and that Smith appointed people to his team who'd participated in the raid on Mar-a-Lago. Smith said he believed the evidence proved President Trump tried to overturn the election results in 2020 and that he mishandled classified documents.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. A massive winter storm targeting states from Arizona to Maine. Fox Weather's Mike Seidel is in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
We're forecasting up to a foot of snow. Now keep in mind, the seasonal average here in Tulsa is just under 9 inches, so they could get a whole season's worth with the storm. Temperatures Saturday only in the single numbers.
America's listening to Fox News.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner-broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Welcome back to Sound Off. Before we got so rudely interrupted here, we were talking about how you guys operate, how you guys keep the wheels running. And do you guys do other fundraisers, Jenny, or what all do you do to keep everything lubed up? Because you got to have that money. If you don't have the money, there's not much you can do.
We have in the past, but really it's just direct donations that people give to our chapter. Or there's a, you know, if you don't have to be a paid member of Moms for Liberty, but if you want to be, that's just a $25 annual fee. If you're doing that through our chapter, then our chapter gets it.
Okay. And then how does that work? Do you guys actually have meetings? What's the structure of Moms for Liberty here locally?
Yeah, we do. We have monthly meetings. Sometimes they're on Zoom. Sometimes they're in person. And we have been inviting the membership at large to come to those meetings. And this month, it's going to be, well, I guess it would be February, is going to be down in Arroyo Grande. So.
Oh, that's right. You're kind of moving around probably a little bit because you are the whole county.
Right.
All right. So, yeah, I think, Randall, you guys do most of your meetings, what, the third Wednesday of the month in Atascadero?
Exactly.
Because the bigger room there.
The bigger room. Yeah. Yeah. We're fortunate in that most central committees, and there's 58 counties, so there's 58 central committees in California. Most central committees don't even have a headquarters. They operate out of a rented building that they rent for like one night a month. Or they do it in someone's home. We're fortunate because we get such good support actually from our county. We've got two headquarters. We've got the one down on Grand Avenue in South County, and it's manned during the week from noon to four every day. And then we have our North County headquarters up on El Camino Real at the Adobe Center. And that's our larger. That's a 3,000 square foot building we have meetings there. Other groups have meetings there. The Pistol and Gun Club, I know they meet there. That's where we have monthly movies also.
Nice, nice. Sorry. And we do have a caller. What would you like to add today?
Hey, guys. This is Linda George. I wanted to poke in and say a couple things. I sent Randall an email. We had Eric McCormick considering running for District 1 here in Paso Robles. and he unfortunately passed away.
Yeah.
So it's been kind of very hard for me. I was just getting to know him much better. But the reason why I wanted to say this publicly was because District 1 is, I'm not running. I have a legislative proposal at Don Addis's office right now, and I may be at the Capitol again this year. I'm not running, but Chris Beall absolutely needs to be replaced. She's caused so much havoc, especially with the ICE situation. We need somebody strong that comes in. I thought Eric was going to be that person, and he was planning to. He indicated to me, Randall, he met with you, and he was very pleased to see that his values were in alignment with yours.
Right.
And so,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eric and I met several times. Actually, I had the pleasure of going out to breakfast with he and his father. And his father's a great guy, and
yeah.
I'm just heartbroken over Eric passing. He was a great guy, great conservative, and pretty much a rock star here in this county.
Yeah, literally he was. If anybody knows Soundhouse, he was the lead singer. Great. They did a lot of venues locally. They did a lot of the concerts in the parks. I've seen him at private venues. I've seen him all over the place. They're pretty popular here in the entire county.
Mm-hmm.
And so, District 1 got hit really hard with the passing of Norma and Eric. They're very two, like, it's almost deafening in Paso Robles, if you ask me, with those two very involved, lively spirits that really loved Paso Robles. I mean, it's genuine. He cared. And so I just wanted to chime in with the three of you because I never get to the meetings on Monday night as much as I am there in spirit. I just wanted to put that out. I try to get on KPRL in the morning and remind people, you know, the only way it can change is if you run. I don't know if you're aware, but the city council just considered term limits for Paso.
Right, I heard about
that. Yeah, and that was actually by Gregory. He was interested in that. But what we all decided that, well, they're not going to take any action on it. That's what they voted. But really, term limits is not the main problem in Paso. The main problem is when people like me, Green, step up to run, it gets sabotaged or something goes on because they want to keep their people in. Eric was aware of the Good Old Boys Club. He's very knowledgeable about it. So I just wanted to, you know, again, say that it's really important that somebody steps up. I would love to, but I'm working so well with the new city manager, I don't need to. They're working with me, projects, food truck meetings, laws, everything. And now our council is publicly saying that having Chris Hewitt as a city manager is one of the best things that happened to Paso.
All right, Linda. Well, we have to grab another call.
No problem.
But thank you for calling in.
And I would encourage you to buy your ticket for 15 days, Linda.
We'll see you there.
Oop, did we miss you? You're on the air.
Hey, Eric's memorial of life is going to be February 1st at the fairgrounds.
Yeah, and they are asking people to RSVP because they're putting, I think, food and drink together, at least drink. So they want you to RSVP. You can go on Facebook.
Yeah.
I think there's also
my church is all, you know, he was a very talented person as well as being smart.
He was.
Anyway, on Sunday happens to be my 88th birthday.
We'll sing you happy birthday, Dale, when you come.
Yeah, you come down to the movie, you might get happy birthday thing to you, and Randall might get you some popcorn.
There you go.
Okay. I'll buy a couple of free tickets.
Well, we're going to be giving some away. You just got to call in here when I announce it.
Okay, will do.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Randall.
Thank you, Dale.
So, just a little quick bit on Eric, maybe when we come back, actually, because I knew we were running out of time, but we are out of it. We have a long break, but we'll be right back with the Slo County Republican Party and Moms for Liberty. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.